Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we really haven't talked that much about the college football playoff results from last week because with the Lions stuff going on and the timing of the game being Friday night, I thought that as much as I hate Ohio State, that Jack Sawyer play was pretty sweet just as a great play by a great player. Right, John?
Sure. Yeah, whatever you say.
Has the Michigan-Ohio State rivalry been diminished at all? Let's face it, if Ohio State wins a national championship, are there any consequences for losing the game other than bragging rights?
This year there wasn't, obviously. But it's a year where Michigan wasn't very good at all. And their bragging rights, certainly for that game, for the both fan bases. But I think in years to come, and I think Michigan will be better next year. Ohio State, I think they will still be a really good football team. I think there will be consequences of who makes the college football playoffs because the Big Ten at the top, where you're talking about Penn State, Oregon, I think Washington will be back. USC, I think, will be back at some point. When you're talking about like four or five really good teams, it's going to be hard to run the table in the Big Ten, and it may come down to who wins that game as to who gets into or is knocked out of the college football playoffs. This year it didn't matter, but I do think both of those teams will have that option in the future, and it may determine who gets in or out.
This question is brought to you by the Big Two, the Little Eight. Guys, this game isn't always deciding the Big Ten title.
Wait, no, I didn't say that.
No. But this question implies the game only matters if it decides the national title or the Big Ten title. Michigan and Ohio State have played for a very long time, and some have decided the Big Ten or the national. The ones where it doesn't, the game still matters. Yeah. Bragging rights are enough for that rivalry. It's always nice when more of it matters, but it's not a requirement.
That's why I included the bragging rights, because some people say the game doesn't mean anything, which is absolutely foolish. I mean, you look at the reaction to the flag planting, and it means everything. And the pride Michigan fans showed from that win after, even though it was such a despicable season at points for Michigan, Michigan gained something because they beat them.
We're also talking about jobs. All right, so it matters in regards to jobs, and there will still, if Ohio State finishes the season as the best team in college football, there will still be people down in Columbus that don't want Ryan Day to be the head coach, even though he won a national championship because he has lost four in a row to Michigan.
I will say this quick, and then we'll get going here. Ohio State, if they win it all, it's just total NFLization of college football. It's basically like a wild card team winning it. You know, that fifth-seeded wild card team that was really good but was in a division with a better team, you know, and then gets hot in the playoff. That's basically what Ohio State did. All right, Steve Sarkisian has made Texas relevant again, reaching two straight college football playoffs, but he is 0-2 in the semifinals, and his bowl record is 1-3 at Texas. Is Sark really Deep South James Franklin and not Lane Kiffin?
Look, I get the criticism. That toss play they ran in the red zone was vintage poor coaching.
Vintage Franklin?
Vintage Franklin, if you will. But I think those guys are on a different level. I think specifically Lane Kiffin, who can't even make the playoff, is on a completely different tier. That's too harsh for Sark.
That might be James Franklin. Okay, you look at what he did this year. All right, and it was, even though he beat Arizona State, who has a 4 in front of them, they were not the fourth-ranked team in the country. When he played Georgia, who was a top-5 team? Lost both times. Is there a situation where he just can't beat somebody who is in the top 5 like James Franklin? What's James Franklin's record? 1-16 now against top 5 teams?
Yeah. So I think this is a little premature.
Sure.
But it's something that may be happening right before our eyes. All right. We currently have 6 NFL coaching vacancies. What current college football coach would be the best suited to fill one of these NFL vacancies?
Oh, I actually think the guy that we just talked about might be a guy that could make that transition from college to the pro, Steve Sarkisian. But I got to go with a guy that has had the best track record at times in pro football, and that's Bill O'Brien. He's at Boston College, and maybe he just wants to stay there. But head coach Bill O'Brien, not GM Bill O'Brien.
It's a really good one. Both of those make a lot of sense. Not who I had. Ryan Day won't have to play Michigan if he goes to the NFL. His record outside of games against the Wolverines is like 67-6 or something. Why not him? Offensive guy, produces all these receivers. Why wouldn't he be getting a look?
Well, and he has the track record of being, you know, with the Eagles before he went as an assistant to, you know, Ohio State with Urban Meyer. I could see him.
It's an escape, too. He doesn't have to deal with this anymore.
I will say this. I like that name. That was the one I was thinking of. But you're Bill O'Brien. I'll tell you what, right now, other than Ben Johnson, if the Bears hired Bill O'Brien, that would make me a little bit nervous as in the NFC North, because I think he would bring stability to the Bears, which is desperately needed. All right, collectively, the three of us are feeling chesty and double-digit disco-ish about the Lions-Commanders game. What is your biggest concern about this game? Something that could get the Lions in trouble.
Yeah, I think it's kind of the formula they used last week. So the Commanders very quietly have a top five offense and a top three run game. If they possess the football, right? Fewer possessions, you make one Lions mistake become magnified. That's their best chances to win TOP and keep this great offense off the field. Kind of what teams used to do with Peyton Manning. Keep Jared Goff and company off the field.
I think the one thing that would hold the Lions back or put them at risk of not winning this game is the Lions themselves. And you know, part of the reason they lost that game against San Francisco was the fumble. And if you mentioned limiting possessions, if you give them extra possessions, you take away yours, that's the Lions could be their own worst enemy if they give Washington too many opportunities.
I think it's potentially sloppy Jared Goff. And what I mean by that is he got away with a fumble in Minnesota this year where they recovered it.
Yeah.
And then also the Van Ginkle play where he could have caught that and taken that to the house. Just those one occasional moments that Goff can have in a game. He's got away with a few of them this year.
Turnovers, yep.
Yep. Jaden Daniels was pressured on 15 of his 40 dropbacks against the Buccaneers. He had a passer rating of 123 in those situations. He has performed well against the Blitz this season for any quarterback, let alone a rookie. What should be Aaron Glenn's primary game plan to slow down Daniels?
Well, secondary is applying pressure. But the first one is the look post-snap needs to be different than the look pre-snap. You've got to confuse him. You've got to make him hold on to that ball or just doubt what he's doing. He's a guy, if you just allow him to rely on natural reaction, he's really good. If you make him stand back there and think, it will allow you to apply pressure, but you've got to change up those looks post-snap. Snap. It can't be the same.
Yeah, disguise as your friend. Put a fake mustache on, whatever you got to do. Keep him guessing. Keep him off kilter. I also think rush lanes are more important than sacks. The sacks will come. He was the sixth most sacked quarterback, but you have to contain first.
Point spread-wise, the Ravens-Bills game is expected to be the most competitive game of the weekend. Tell me why the Bills will win, and tell me why the Ravens will win.
I'll keep it quick. The Ravens will win because of Derrick Henry. The Bills will win because of Josh Allen.
All right, same thing. Josh Allen, if he plays like he did against Detroit, where he's just dropping it in buckets, there's no chance that they lose this game. For the Ravens, it's the 1-2 punch of Lamar and Derrick Henry in the rush game. If they both rush for at or near 100 yards, then I don't think the Bills have much of a chance.
Mine is whose defense shows up. Both of them are not as good as you usually think with these brands.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, finally, the Steelers went out with a whimper in the playoffs. I got to admit, I was trying to buy into the Steelers earlier this year, and they absolutely crapped the bed losing five straight. None of their quarterbacks are under contract next season. Let's get a little creative here, maybe. Not going to hold you this. Who will be the Steelers' starting quarterback next year?
I think that's a landing spot for Sam Darnold. I don't think he's in Minnesota again. I think they saw exactly where his weaknesses are. And with a defense kind of similar to what they did in Minnesota this year, I think it was the defense was a little bit of a fraud, especially against the Rams and the Lions. But the Steelers are always going to have a pretty good defense, especially with Watt rushing the edge. If they can upgrade a quarterback, and this is an upgrade to Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, I think they've got a better shot of actually winning a playoff game.
You can hold me to it. I think they're going to draft a quarterback, and I think it's going to be a guy that's not going 1, 2, or 3, but it's going to be someone they may have to trade up for. Listen, they got to get out of this purgatory. Jalen Milroe. They don't have a ton of weapons to throw to. The offensive line is shaky. Someone who can make plays, their version of Lamar in the division. I think Milroe's a Steeler.
You think Milroe is better than Justin Fields?
Yes. I think you know who Fields is. I think you're willing to go and try something different.
Yeah.
I think the Steelers almost could force the Vikings to use the franchise tag.
Yeah.
Because I think the Steelers would be willing to give Darnold 2 years. And then
I don't think there's any question. Minnesota has to use the franchise tag. Because they got to be able to get some value out of what they have.
So the Steelers, before free agency hits, do they decide to keep Wilson or Fields will dictate everything going forward with franchise tags and yada yada.
And keep in mind, Milroe would be a rookie deal then for 4 or 5 years as opposed to making the decision with one of these other guys.
Yeah.
All right, that's your Thursday touchdown. It's 97.1.